Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, last week we stopped looking at the key to understanding Bible prophecy. Yes, the more we know Christ, the more we will know or spiritually discern Bible prophecy. But last week we went a little deeper in this learning how to know Bible prophecy, even the so-called end-time prophecy. Now, Jesus told the disciples in John 14:29, "And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it comes to pass, you might believe." Notice, you might believe. John 14:29. What Jesus was telling the disciples was that they could not presently understand or interpret his words with their limited understanding, like most Christians today and so many of the so-called end-time prophets and teachers in Christendom, but that they would later understand what was said when and only when what was promised in his word or what God spoke to them come to pass. Then they can look back and remember, maybe from their reading, what God said in his word or what he has spoken to them personally, which will only strengthen their faith and resolve in God even the more. And as we experience growing in God, we will be able to fully realize what God means in his written word, the Logos, and also in his spoken word, in the Rhema. It takes both, my friend, for spiritual growth and development. And as we endure God's dealing and judgments in our life, as we hold this key in our heart and not try to discern or come to know or try to figure out, what is being said or what we read or what we heard till it actually comes to pass, then we will have the eyes of our understanding open. Paul tells us in Ephesians 1:17-18, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the Spirit, notice, give unto you the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints. Ephesians 1:17-18. Now notice Paul says, in the saints. Uh-huh. Christ in us, hope of glory. And not of the saints. This is a huge difference here, my friend. In verse 17, Paul writes, may give unto us, or you, the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. Well, God does this not give us things like wisdom and revelation. Oh, no. We have to qualify. We have to be approved. It is almost like going to a bank and trying to get a loan. That God must be satisfied with our assets. God must be satisfied with our character and our heart condition before he grants us the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. My friend, nothing is free in God. Everything that we get from God will cost us something. It will cost us a piece of us. It will cost us a piece of our love for the world. Oh, yes. And let me stop here before I slip into another thought, even though it is needed, but this is another thought here. But as we hold the Word of God in our hearts, patiently waiting to see this Word come to pass, and as we are able to work and let God work in our lives, purifying us the more, the eyes of our understanding, verse 18, which is nothing more than our spiritual awareness is quickened. And when we see the things of God that he has written or he has spoken to come to pass, then we will know without a shadow of a doubt what was written or spoken is true. And amen. Right from God himself. Anyone can read God's word, the Bible, but it often takes a growing experience of Jesus Christ in our lives to realize fully what God means. How can we sell and merchandise this process, my friend? It is beyond me. oh no, this is, you know, this is the key to understanding Bible prophecy, not the headlong driven long pursuit of conference shopping and buying tapes and all of that foolish, but coming to know a holy God and allowing Him to work in our lives, speaking to us, and when things come to pass, what He has said, our faith and our resolve is strengthened. Oh, it is strengthened. And yet, even despite the fact that for 2,000 years, lots of so many intelligent people have assured us that they do understand Bible prophecy, and, you know, these people have repeatedly, and even for some painfully, have been proven, you're ready, have been proven wrong, time and time again. So, what are we saying? But this time, they could be right. But I'm right this time. Oh no, my friend, trust not. Trust not in them. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, acknowledge God, and He shall direct thy path. He shall direct thy path. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And I would add also, lean not to anyone else's understanding. Jesus was very, very clear in this matter of prophecy. We need to guess, you know, we do not need to guess to Jesus' intentions on this. He stated that we can understand the meaning of prophecy only once the prophecy comes to pass. Let me say that again. We can only understand the meaning of prophecy once it comes to pass. Until then, all we are doing is guessing, or worse, presuming at best, which always leads to error, and err, which is a willful leading people into error for money or power or influence, etc., or, and it also leads then to loss and then death. That's a physical loss and death, and a spiritual loss and death. We know Jesus meant this, because this is what exactly what has happened. The disciples did not expect Jesus to die and be raised back to life, despite the many times Jesus told them that this was going to happen. Indeed, they did not have an accurate interpretation of the prophecies or even the words of Jesus Christ, even from the Old Testament, of who the Messiah was and about the kingdom of God, which is not heaven, my friend, but according to Paul in Romans 14, 17, it is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, not of the earthly realm like meat and drink. Luke 17, 21 says that the kingdom of God is within us. Oh, how do we focus on the outward of man, when it is the inward of man that God is much more concerned about? The disciples expected Jesus to set up a material kingdom in their day and kick the Romans out. Well, not so. It was only after Acts 2 that they were able to gather up all of that Jesus had said to them and realize that what He meant. And they were then able to grasp the truth, because Christ had come to dwell within them, and now they realized what He meant. They were then able to grasp the truth, because Christ was now living in them. Wow. Wow. Man. More next week on our approach to understanding Bible prophecy. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting and hoping that this teaching is opening the eyes of your understanding, and you are beginning to understand the Word of God, and not the religious views and not the religious understanding, but the spiritual understanding, that you're allowing the words that you read and the things that God speaks to you, you wait and you hold that deep in your heart. And then when they come to pass, you allow that to open up your understanding and enlighten you, giving you revelation to what God wants and what He's doing in each and every one of the lives of folks that are listening. God bless, and have a tremendous week to come, and tune in next week and you'll hear more on this very important teaching. God bless, and have a great day. Bye.